The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Dickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in the southwest corner of our studio slash bedroom slash dry storage is my lovely wife, Melissa Dickerson. Say hi to the people, Melissa.
Hello.
Say hi to the people. It turned into a little bit of Marlon Brando. Say hi to the people for you. You don't really know Marlon Brando.
I mean, I kind of know the accent.
Making him ask me, I can't refuse. It's terrible. It's not bad, actually, as far as my version of impersonations
Your
go.
Your impersonations.
It's like a little Dylan, a little Brown. It's stupid. Anyways, welcome to another edition of Mondays with Mel, where on... This Monday, today is not a Monday when we're recording this, but when you're listening to it, if you
aren't,
no, isn't, well, you can't record and release on the same day. I mean, you could,
East Coast time, it's just,
it's just the logistics, and,
maybe we record at midnight,
maybe,
on Sunday.
Exactly, and then Steven would,
pull an all-nighter,
and then misspell my name somehow in the intro, but the, where we just catch up with what's going on in our family. Thursdays, we talk to other people about their families and their childhood and their relationships, and Mondays, we're talking about our little old family. So thank you for tuning in. A couple up top things to promote. If you have not already gotten tickets to the shows this weekend at Comedy Works, you're like, I don't live in Denver. It doesn't matter if you live in Denver. Those things are going to be streaming everywhere on Friday and Saturday, July 31st, August 1st. Go to DustinNickerson.com/shows or just go to DustinNickerson.com and hit the shows page. You'll find your way. Buy the stream pass for the Friday and the Saturday show and sell some tickets to that so I feel a little less stressed about the current number of tickets. When you're doing your own Zoom show, you're like, listen, it's just me.
The costs are low.
Yeah, and there's nobody else to be excited or disappointed outside of your own home. And right now...
Right.
As I was talking to Tomlinson about that, we're just like, oh gosh, you're getting back into a show,
and now
I feel bad about ticket sales. And I was like, did I miss this? Did I really miss this? So, you know, whatever the life lesson there is, no matter what's happening, there is problems.
Mm-hmm. Different kinds of stress.
Yeah. What is the old meme? The common denominator in all your bad relationships is you. Pastor Matt Chandler said that, right? The grass is always greener on this other side because you haven't gone over there and messed it up yet.
Right.
You're the issue. But all that to say, go to DustinNickerson.com/shows, get some tickets for that Friday, Saturday stream. You can watch it live or you can watch it within 24 hours of purchasing it. So thank you. I would.
And it's not just a Zoom show.
No, it's not a Zoom show. It's live stand-up comedy.
You'll be on a stage.
In front of people.
Yep.
Hopefully that Thursday show, I'll remember all my jokes because I haven't done a headline.
Dry run.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Anyway. So also Patreon. Gosh, we're so thankful to our patrons. You guys, if you go to patreon.com/don't make me come back there. If you're not familiar with patrons, it's just a way that you can give a little more to the podcast and get a little more from the podcast. We do episode reviews. We do 5 questions, 10 minutes where you get some bonus content from folks. If you're a current patron, make sure you go vote for who you want it for this month on there. Different little swag things. And anybody who is a patron at any level, sign up to any level at the end of the month, gets a free t-shirt. So Yep. Make sure you go to patreon.com/don't make me come back there and check that out. We live in the era of patronage, folks. We live in the era of the way that you support the entertainers, the artists, the podcasts, whoever it is you like, is that you give them the money directly or you hire them to come do a show in your backyard. And we've talked about that.
Yep.
That's the one last announcement I'm going to say here. If you guys have any interest in having me come in and do a show in your backyard, shoot me an email. You can do don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com or you can do DustinNickerson@gmail.com. Either way, they're going to find their way to me. And let's talk about it. We've got 30, 40 dates, it looks like, that are at least potentially coming together. And Melissa looks stressed just at me mentioning it. But I will say that we got to the point maybe yesterday where I was allowed to talk about it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you weren't thrilled like 5 minutes ago when I called you in and was showing you pictures of Winnebagos.
This has been like 8 days in the making.
That we could get to a point where we can talk about it.
Well,
or the tour.
That you announced it.
Like, I didn't even. Yeah, I was just gauging interest. And then people were very interested. And then as I told them more about it, they got less interested. But there's still some
There's still some.
There's a good chunk of people.
There's a, you know, a 1% that. It really was actually like, no, I could host.
And I was talking to my agent about it. And he's like, yeah, that's about right. Like about 10% of leads turn into gigs, you know, which makes sense. So anyways, we'll love to.
I think it's more 1%
of leads.
Well, of,
what are you basing
of interest?
Oh, of people you know who sent like a made a comment or something.
People that gave you their email.
No, we're about 10%.
Math, you know,
43 out of 430. That's about right. That's almost exactly 10. That is exactly 10%.
Oh, no, I thought that was 1%. Oh, gosh, that would be four. I'm sick. That's,
you are sick.
You know what? That's going to be my excuse.
You are a wildly intelligent human, and there's maybe two things on planet Earth that I can know more than you about. Math is not one of them, but you are very smart.
I'm not quick on the math.
Well,
but I can figure it out.
There's no need that you needed to know that right away. There's no like, wait, where's the percent? Like,
don't have the math brain.
It doesn't add your value. No one in this family has the math brain.
Well,
in this,
I know Joel has it.
Joel does.
Joel has it.
Yeah.
So one out of five.
One out of five ain't bad. What percentage is one out of five?
Oh, boy. 20%.
Yay! You got it. So
that's why teaching Gloria percentages and decimal points, it's going great.
You are smart enough, and you're very smart. And you are that level of smart that you can, like, not know a math problem, but not be like, I'm dumb, you know, like, and not get all shameful for it. It's like, no, you were like an honor student.
I just gotta get a piece of paper.
Yeah. And you know what? It's okay that maybe our math skills are a little rusty.
Yeah.
You know?
I just did a little math in the kitchen.
Oh, did you? Tell me about that.
Disinfectant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're doing a little science in there. Yeah, because it's impossible
it's like
to buy Lysol
anywhere.
4 ounces
to a gallon.
Okay.
I did.
Explain a little further.
Well, I put an ounce.
What was the one that we had to do?
Like 24 ounces of water.
Right.
Yep.
The one that we had to do that was blowing our minds. So we got a new pair of glasses. And for the first time ever, we ordered glasses online. And you had to measure. I don't remember what it was called.
No, yeah, it's like. I don't know either, but the width.
You had to measure the distance between your two pupils. I forget what there's a name for it.
Yeah.
And they wanted it in, I'm already unsure, centimeters or millimeters?
Millimeters. Yep.
And we got into like, you're like, okay, well, it's 6.2, that's not the number, but centimeters. So is that 632 millimeters?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really, and then we would like, okay, we kind of like guessworked it a little bit, And then we like put it on the glasses on my face on the little thing. It's like, that looks wrong. That looks like one. That looks like a monocle. That looks like one glass.
It was like a little sticker.
Yeah, you know, it was
put
not
on
good.
Your face. And then that was glasses.
And then we both looked at the prescription and it was right there. The number was right there.
Yeah, the eye doctor had written it down.
Yeah.
And then once you ordered or about to order them, I measured your current glasses with the dimensions on the screen. They were identical. Hilarious. We were fine.
Hilarious.
But I don't know. We'd never done that part before. So.
Well, and you know, we don't use metric very often. I know everything is a little, I did a little video for this like church up in Canada and, I'm trying to figure out how, I'm trying to figure out how to get paid by them.
Oh gosh.
Well, remember when I was up there and I couldn't use Square? Everything, you're just like, Canada is so close, but it feels,
it's a foreign country.
The joke that I make about Canada is like, if America died and you buried it at Pet Cemetery, but they came back nicer, like not evil, like nicer. Yeah. And so I really do adore Canada and Canadians. I'm a big fan. And but getting money from them is complicated.
Yeah.
But everything is just like everything's like a little different there. Like it's just when I went there, rideshare is not very popular. Like Uber and Lyft. And the joke I said there is like, because you guys are still nice enough to give your friends a ride to the airport.
Which is great.
Yeah, you didn't like in America. We're like, if we can't monetize this, then. I don't know. Like when we were up there, I couldn't get the Square reader. And it makes sense, but we're just like, I'm very naive in that sense. Very much like the backyard thing. Like there's just a naivety factor to like, I was like, oh no, my Square will work. I'll be able to take money. And the Square, the governments are like, no, you can't just come over here and start selling credit card payments.
They're like, what's that bag full of?
Yeah, well, let's not go into the, I needed a lot of shirts. I wear a lot of shirts. I wear a lot of identical shirts.
Black.
I let that say shirts. Justin Nickerson comedy on them. Yeah. That's what I wear. Don't judge me. But the same way, I was like, I was messaging the people today. It's like, is like a Venmo or like a Cash App or PayPal. Is there like
Zelly.
Zelly, a big, they got one called Big Maple. I don't know what they call that one.
What?
That's the name.
Maple App.
I think that's what they call money app. There is Big Maple. They call it
everything.
Yeah, that's actually Toronto's nickname. We have the Big Apple, they have the Big Maple.
No.
You're not sure about that?
I don't
You're
know.
You're not sure?
I've been to Vancouver.
Uh-huh. With me.
A couple times.
We're currently not going anywhere. We continue to be landlocked. The big things that we have been doing this week is a couple big drives down to Imperial Beach. So our children participated in a socially distanced YMCA surf camp. I was actually very impressed with how well they did it, because the only things that we really did were pick up and drop off, and you had to bring your own pen. Well, we didn't do any pickups. We didn't do any drop offs. We did all the pickups. We did carpool. Uh-huh. That's the word. And
they had like plexiglass, and
you had to bring your own pen and the masks and everybody. They had little things on where how close to stand to people. So they did a good job. And all the kids were wearing masks. It was great. There were a couple really funny things about this. I think at the end of the week there was like, they counted near like almost 50 people got stung by stingrays.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Day one was like the worst.
They said like 15 people on day one.
Yeah.
And like a few of them were leaders. You're tuned in, Melissa, to local news. You're always in the know on the local stuff. Yeah. I'm a little more global, a little more national. You're a little more local. Why? We've lived in San Diego almost 9 years or 10 years now.
Nine.
Okay. God, we gotta move. I'm so bored.
No.
But the I don't remember for the first 5 to 7 years stingrays being a thing that I heard about very often. Every once in a while.
Yeah.
But now every time someone goes to the beach, someone in your group, it's like a roll of the dice. Like one Someone in your group is going to get stung. You can have shovels on your feet. You can be out there spinning and making a whirlpool. It doesn't matter. You're going to get stung by a stingray.
Yeah.
Why is it?
I honestly don't know.
But is it me? Is it just a perception, or is there an increase? I remember reading articles a couple years ago, like,
Gloria got stung before third grade. So that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. And we were reading articles. A hot July and August.
Right.
And they were just
the warm water. So have they just not left?
On the coast. Yeah.
Do they migrate? Do they stay here?
I know. I'm not sure.
Break this information down for me.
I think it's less the surfers and more the boogie boarders.
Well, yeah, because their feet are on the ground.
And the waders.
The surfers, you know? See them, but their feet.
Their feet
aren't on the ground, so they don't get them as much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least give me. I know maybe you don't know the facts or the science. Just do a little Melissa rambling on it. What's your take? Why the increase? Is it global warming? I'm just going to give you some ideas. Is there increased animosity between the species and us? Are they angry at us? Are they upset? Do they feel objectified that SeaWorld built a manta ray ride and they're like, this isn't an accurate and fair representation of who we are as a species? People are forgetting to shuffle?
I got a first question.
Okay.
Is a manta ray a stingray?
No, it's just a different kind of ray.
I was going to say.
I think. I don't know.
I learned a lot about the rays at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
They never mentioned them stinging.
Pretty sure. Yeah. I have no idea.
So that's my first
question. Aren't manta rays just bigger stingrays? I think the mantas are the enormous big ones. Yeah. The people who actually know about animals on this. This is where we need Steven. Steven's an animal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or any of our children. Kids know so much about animals. They really, like, you just retain that while you could. You weren't into animals as a kid.
I was really into my cat, but but I wasn't
Moshi.
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 But not everybody. Not all the animals.
I knew Moshi for 2 years. Maybe a year or two. Yeah. And he was starting to slip. Mm-hmm. Cats get crazy.
Yeah, I think he almost made it. He pretty much made it to 18, which is a very old cat.
Right.
Because I pretty much got him in first grade, and then like he literally ran away right when I went to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't stand life without you.
I mean, he went outside and got eaten.
By a coyote. Yeah. The coyotes of the high desert.
Yeah. Took him out.
Which is not a gang. I know it sounds like a gang, but it's not. But the coyotes of the high desert were just coyotes that ate your cat.
Yes.
I wonder if it was a quick death.
He had a good run.
Do you think it was? Well, towards the end, it was a bad run. That's why he got caught. It was. I'm sorry. This is a very special cat, and I'm making light of its.
It's fine.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah.
It was his time. 18 years, though. That's a long.
Yeah, maybe 17.
And with the worst meow I've ever heard on a cat.
The loudest cat. The loudest cat.
Right? Like, it's just like.
Oh, yeah. It was so loud. I used to be able to do it. Yeah.
It's like, it's real throaty, right?
and then he had like when we started to know he was gonna throw up, he'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And, like, his throat was like trembling. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I've never known of a cat that articulates its like emotions like that. He's like,
oh, by the way, I'm thrown up.
He was giving you, it was like a warning. It was. Yeah. I've actually been able to, is this part of the reason that you hold Fritter in like a special place? Because he's an aging cat, you know, and a puking cat. Yeah. And I can, our cat pukes periodically.
It's almost 14.
When we, he gets hairballs every day. He, like, the coughs every single day. I would say break down the percentage. Maybe 2 and 20. What's the percentage of 2 and 20, Melissa? I'm just putting math
question. No.
It turns into a full puke. Whatever it may. These are arbitrary numbers. I'm just making.
Maybe I tell the vet when they try and diagnose him. I'll be like, every other week he pukes. And I'm like, we're not doing a stomach study.
Which is very dishonest because he pukes every other hour. He pukes on the hour. He pukes,
comes and goes.
He pukes on the hour every odd hour. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11.
I'm not cleaning up 6 pukes a day.
No. Those are the ones we see. I don't know if you've been in your garden lately. Judging by the weeds, you have not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I do know the noise now of when it's coming. I know when it mm-hmm. and then that's when you throw them outside.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do that, and I'm like, we throw him outside. Now we're just going to have to clean it up outside because he's not going over into the bushes and doing it. Just doing it on the porch.
We've slipped on it before.
Yes.
On our front steps. I know.
It's so gross.
Like, if you don't see it and on then the front steps.
He puked on the back steps yesterday. Oh, no, that was Claire. That was Claire. Claire, our little sweet Claire, has pneumonia. A little bit of pneumonia.
Yeah.
You had to take her
into topical.
We had multiple trips to hospitals today, this week, human and animal. Mm-hmm. You get more stressed out in the animal hospital than the veterinarian.
I try and explain that. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with animals. Animal care.
Animal care.
Like,
that's what it is.
Like medical care. Like Fritter got a cut, a laceration.
They get their claws.
And I couldn't look at it.
Like, they get their claws caught in the little door thing every once in a while. Like,
our security door.
And you freak out.
Well, wants to have your claws stuck in a door?
Totally,
that sounds awful.
I know. I don't know why they do it. But then, when he had, like you were saying, the little laceration thing, you were like out of commission. It hurt you more than him.
I made him a cone of shame.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I made it out of a plastic. Or a paper.
Yeah, it can't be plastic because he eats plastic, that weirdo.
I made it out of a paper plate.
That's right.
Because I didn't want to buy one.
Very, very creative.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, just don't let him touch it. And then, of course.
Right.
You know, we get home from the vet, he starts touching it.
Yeah, and they're like, you can buy this $400 cone from us if you would like. And you're like, no, I got paper plates.
Yeah.
I think I can figure this out. I'm very crafty. Melissa actually paper mache'd him something.
Yeah.
It was very nice. It was very tasteful, I thought.
It wasn't shameful.
No, very tasteful.
Yeah.
It
was rewarding.
It was. It had little icons on it to celebrate some of his favorite life moments. It had a mouse that he caught 15 years ago back when he was a young and able cat. You know, it had... I don't know. I got nothing. But you get really stressed out in those environments.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I almost said I hate to be skeptical. But a part of me hates to be skeptical towards vets because I think probably a lot of vets are very good people.
Mm-hmm.
And they really care about animals. But when they started telling us the things that they needed to do for our cat and they wanted to give them both chest x-rays.
Yes.
And you're like, Donut is like the healthiest, most vibrant cat. We felt like we might have been getting swindled a little bit at the vet.
So, you know, quarantine, you have to drop off the cats in the room.
Yeah, you
walk
can't go
out,
in there with
they
them.
They call you.
Yeah.
They're like, what's up with the cats?
Right.
You know, but you can't be in there.
Right.
It's a whole thing. And I just wanted exams and Fritter needed one shot.
One shot.
They tried to give our cats 6 shots.
What for? For what? What were they?
They just, they're like, there's no records for Donuts. So should we just give him the 3 that he needs? And I was like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I have an old janky filing cabinet. I'm going to find this.
That's right.
You're not going to over vaccinate my cats.
For the record, that file cabinet is also my nightstand.
Yes.
And it's not easy to access because it lies in the northwest corner of our studio / if I fully extend my left leg, I can touch it. And in that janky file cabinet or in and around it is a one big plastic drawer that I have that has like all my extra sound equipment, my backpack. It has our light that we use for some videos, as well as a tanning booth of yours that has not been turned on in 5 years.
No.
Two years.
Okay. Well,
and it holds my hats. Some people get exercise bikes and treadmills that they end up hanging stuff on. You got a tanning booth for your psoriasis.
I got a medical.
You did.
You know what? We did that when we went full-time comedy because I knew our insurance was going to be way worse.
Also, again, being super savvy. So the back to the veterinarian. Why do I have a veterinarian? Say, is that right?
Veterinarian.
Back at the vet office. They're trying to get so you come home and you're getting these. You're like, I got records for this.
Yeah. And they did. At the end of the day, they gave Ritter 2 shots. He only needed one.
Yeah.
And I was like, Donut does not need shots. We got all 3 a year ago.
Right.
And then they say Donut has a heart murmur. And then Ritter was coughing, but he doesn't cough all the time.
No.
And they're
no.
It sounds pretty striking. And I was like, we're not getting x-rays for these cats.
Did they hear him cough while he was there? Did he put on a show for
him? You know how he coughs when he's upset.
Right.
Like if Donut starts fighting him or he has a hairball. And sometimes so he started coughing.
Yeah.
And at the vet.
If he exerts himself too much, he gets it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, he's stressed out. He doesn't want to be in there. And I'm not there. And anyway, you guys just keep calling me and not giving them their exams.
They really have all the power in that scenario because you're like, how do I know if my cat has a cat murmur? Like a cat murmur, a heart murmur. Yeah, I don't.
And then what are you going to do? Put him on antibiotics? What do you do for a heart murmur in a cat?
And you're going to go to a different place and be like, actually, I'm going to get a second opinion, doc. I'm going to go to
a heart transplant.
Yeah, cat MD. See what they think of this issue here. Are you going to get a heart transplant for your cat?
I'm not, you know, some people love their animals and would do that stuff. And we're a little bit more like, these are cats. They're so much fun. We love
our animals. We are at that point where I told you this, I said like, we love our cats. We feed them. We play them. We're healthy.
We take care of them.
We enjoy them. They are very happy cats. They live a good life in the Nickerson household. We are at a point, especially right now, where if we were to put resources into them, too many resources, we've paid to have stuff done for it. We take them to the vet, for goodness sake. A lot of people don't. Exactly. Yeah. They're shots. They're all that kind of stuff. They're neutered. The whole situation. We're at a point where if we gave them too many of our financial resources, it would take away from our children's financial resources. It is a weird thing when you are an animal owner. I'd be curious to hear how people navigate this thing because we're also not the go take them in the back. You remember what that story my dad told me?
Oh, please don't.
Okay.
No. No. Not today. Because I have the same one.
The worst story.
I don't want the girls to hear.
They won't hear. I will not go into any specifics of who, but the same generation away from us.
We're both scarred.
The same generation away from us, like a couple generations older than us. Both of us have stories. of family members whose cats had cats.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it was kind of like a farm
and then
scenario.
Disposed of those cats,
the kittens,
in
the worst way possible.
Was it the exact same way?
Yeah. And your dad told you that. My grandpa told me that.
Put the kittens in little bags and threw them in the water. It's the saddest, most inhumane thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But what was crazy to me, funny is not the right word. The crazy thing to me about is that if that happened, like, it happened to both of our families, apparently this was just like a thing that was done.
That was just how you made... That was the... Yeah. the neutering and the spaying back in the
day. This is when people talk about, like, make America great again. You know, like, things that back the boomer and the generation and the World War II. And I was like, okay, it wasn't all great.
Yeah.
It wasn't all.
Like, America's greatest.
I understand that everyone owned homes, but they were also drowning kittens. Like, it wasn't all good. I understand that there was less college debt, but, you know,
there was some suburbs,
but also redlining. But anyways, that's a different that's a different discussion for another time. And but I don't, all that to say, we got out of there, and
I was so stressed out.
You were stressed out, but you did what you do, which is you're like, I have records for this, and you call them out on it, which makes me, I'm like, why does our vet not have these records? Why do you have records
they did?
Oh, they were really just trying to swindle
you,
huh?
Because I always make them print them out after the appointments.
That is
they
how you
did.
Do
it. Yeah. It was the actual vet that saw them.
I felt like your trip to, okay, so Little Bear, our youngest, she had a cough that was lingering. And
yeah, it was like just like a allergy cough last week.
Yeah, so it seemed,
And then we like put the, what's it called, the humidifier away.
Yeah.
We're like, it's over.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Came back strong.
Yeah, it came back worse.
So you took her to the hospital and they said, they gave her,
they didn't do an x-ray, but they just... We did a phone appointment and then we went in to listen to her lungs.
And they said, it's not COVID. She's got a little pneumonia.
Because she had no other symptoms.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got a little pneumonia she's been coughing a bunch. Her spirits are very high. Mm-hmm. She still wants to go hard. But yesterday we love playing on the trampoline and she loves it more than any of us. And we're playing Tucker Assassin. We were going to just play to 5. She's like, no, we're playing to 10. And she started getting a coughing fit and coughed until she puked. And it was so interesting because, like, she wasn't, you didn't even see it happen. She wasn't at any point in this emotionally distressed.
Yeah, she's like, I just puked.
Yeah, and then, but afterwards, she was very, now you were emotionally distressed cleaning it because I'm like, I'll just spray it with a hose. And like, you idiot.
It was the worst kind of puke where it's like liquid.
There's so much puke in this episode. I'm not going to apologize. Literally, my most popular joke involves me puking. So,
this is the worst kind of puke to clean up.
It was very, very gross. But then we went and watched a movie because last night was movie night. And she was like anxious during the whole movie. I don't want to puke again. And I'm like, Claire. You're not sick. I mean, you are sick.
As long as you don't jump on the trampoline intensely for like 30 minutes.
I know. Did you hear her coughing a little bit this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to sleep a little longer, and I was like, is it going to turn into something else?
I know.
She coughed. We were playing Angry Birds on my phone earlier, and she apologized for coughing. I was like, all right, you don't feel bad for it.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. Yeah. But I feel like your trip to the hospital was less stressful than...
So much less stressful than the vet. Yeah, they didn't try and over-vaccinate Claire. They're like, well, it's due in May. Should we just do it now? We did it. We didn't ask. We just did it.
Yeah. hopefully, she's on the mend. She's been better today. It's a little bit my fault. But what was nice last night, so we watched a terrible old movie. It's not that. it's bad. But we watched, we're still plowing through the superhero movies. And we were going to watch the PG-13 version of Deadpool, but that's not streaming anywhere. And then we're going to watch Venom. And that was like $10. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay to... or like get a Starz subscription or whatever to watch this. So we went and we watched the last X-Men movie in all of the X is literally the last one the only one that they have not seen that are technically in the same universe are the rated R ones, which are Deadpool 1 and 2 and Logan. Mm-hmm. And so we watched the old X-Men Origins, which is just like,
Wolverine origin.
Yeah, and it's a little on the campy side at times, and like this, some of the graphics somehow got looking worse than they did before.
The up close of Wolvie's claws.
Yeah, they look like,
I don't know.
They look like they're from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You know,
yeah, they were a little photoshoppy.
A little much. Yeah. And I think they tried to do too much. They're like, hey, no, are these a little later? And they're like, they looked great before. But anyways.
Yeah.
So we watched the movie, but for the first time in, I don't know, we've been watching movies together a lot for 4 months. You couldn't stand the big kids talking.
Well, they've been reading X-Men comics like
And watching X-Men shows. They're so deep on X-Men knowledge right now.
They know so much. And so they're like telling the other backstories and stuff. Mm-hmm. Plus they just went to camp together. So they have like inside jokes about camp and stuff.
Yeah.
But we couldn't hear it because they kept talking the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. So I finally separated them. I was like, you guys can't be by each other.
I like when you get mad at the kids. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better. I think we've talked about this where I'm just like, oh, gosh.
Well, I'm kind of sick too, so I'm...
Right. It was nice to...
I'm a little frustrated.
It was also nice for you to be, mad at someone in the house other than me. Because Melissa has been verbally abusing me for a week. It has had nothing to do with me. We've had some external situations of stress and vet and business and work and this tour and sick kids and the thing about surf camp is it's like a 2 hour to go get them because it's like a half an hour away and then
you gotta park
and you gotta get the thing and you gotta get the kid
and then we have to drop the other kids off
and they live 15 minutes away and that's like we're so out of the routine of having to do things that you're
that was part of it was they were getting picked up at 7:45 a.m.
I feel like
we had to like wash clothes every night
I feel like the way that I got you back emotionally was I did the last 2 days of pickups. And yesterday I took Claire too. Mm-hmm. So we got in and out. So you had almost 3 hours to yourself.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying like good for you because I golfed the day before.
Well, I started to like I was drinking a ton of water on Monday and I was like, why is my throat hurt? It must be so hot.
Right.
And you know, all of that. And I don't think there's any reason I have COVID, you know, like I have very few symptoms that aren't just a normal cold.
Right.
You know? But anyways, I was like by Wednesday you did the golf and I did like, that's what happens. Like I took Claire to the beach and then did the pickup. So I was gone like 5 hours, you know, and you did your golf and then you were just like home.
You're right.
Like, it's silent. I guess I could just like work out or work. And then
I mentioned to you that I worked out and you were furious.
Yeah. Please don't tell me about your workout.
You did not say it anywhere near that tone.
Yeah, but then I had to make dinner.
Yeah, that's true. You know? I'm not saying it wasn't easy. I told you later, and I think I told you, I said like, that was particularly discouraging, and that's understanding. I go like, I should have been more mindful to be like, hey, you know, you have been busy and you've been tied up with Claire all day and I've been golfing.
Her and I weren't feeling well. Yeah,
and I should have been more mindful of that. And part of the reason, and then I tell you from my side, I was like, I thought me making a healthy choice would be something we could celebrate together. I didn't nap. I didn't. Like there was a lot of dumb way I could have used that time. And I was actually very, very productive during that time. But when you are an adult with kids, like working out is a total luxury. Like it's like a little treat to yourself. You know,
we used to always joke that you can work out or you can shower, but you can't do both.
You can't do both.
Like, so you don't have 2 hours.
Yeah.
You got 45 minutes.
Yeah. That was the thing during quarantine. We have this crazy weird schedule. No, we didn't this week. Like it was almost so frustrating because we are both sick of quarantine and then we've gotten so used to this like weird schedule where we're like, oh my gosh, we have to do something. How are we gonna get our afternoon jog in and my workout and your thing and your hearts? And now the idea of like going back on the road, like for real, like in theory, the road might kick up again in a normal way in September, October, November. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, the Portland states already got pushed back. Like stuff like that might still happen, you know, but, the idea is like Aaron Weber was telling me that about Dusty Slay, that he's just like, they're like, oh gosh, like he's like, I'm realizing how much I've been on the road for 7 or 8 years. Like, and so the idea of being home at first was weird. And now that I've been forced to be home for a while, it's like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well, I think what's going to be hard for me is a lot of the country is going back to school in like 2 weeks.
Right.
And
are they though? Are you sure about that? I mean, I know we're not, but
yeah, like Arizona and Colorado and Midwest.
Just in normal school.
Just school. And I know not everywhere is doing that, but I know that is going to be really hard.
Right.
Like, one, just, you know, our distance learning homeschool stuff.
Right.
But then for the people that are like, oh my gosh, my kids are back in school.
Right.
Like, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, yeah, because now, like, instead of getting the feeling of your kids going back to school, which is the best feeling, not only are you not getting that, what you're actually getting is much worse.
It's not summer. Now you're
you're responsible. Exactly. Yeah. What somebody messaged me, you're not right. They said you're not a teacher, you're an unpaid teacher's assistant. You know, like what it's going to be. I was like, I don't know. We'll see how well our school district gets it together. But,
well, it's just a totally different way of learning for the kids to learn.
Yeah.
You know? I don't,
somebody
I mean,
had been
4 hours of
yeah
first grade instruction.
Somebody had been messaging me about there's a conspiracy theory that COVID is all just tied up and it's all fake because it's an election year and da 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 da. And I was like, wow, I mean, that's pretty elaborate. Like, I mean, pretty much everybody knows somebody who's gotten it and a lot of people have died.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's a hoax. It's one thing to say it's a hoax. It's quite another thing to say that it was like man-made and planted. That's awful. But I'm not agreeing or disagreeing to those things. But they were like, oh, it's just an election year, this type of stuff. There's always a virus during election year. You know, this is all just a way to political ploy, da 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 da. All of it's like, you know, tied up and, you know, to get votes and that kind of stuff. In my mind, I was like, I had this thought and I go, I hope it is. Because that would mean it'll be done in November.
Right. Like,
if it is fake, it's, I mean, if it is like this terrible made up thing or man made thing, and it's like, oh my gosh, that is awful. And I have no trust towards the government. Not that I trust the government as it is, you know, but the thought's like, well, at least it'll be gone for 4 years in November and our kids can go back to school and I can go back to having a job and yada, yada, yada. But that is crazy to me that some places are just going back to school, but everybody's different. I've seen that in talking about this tour with people and some people are like, no, because I was like, are you comfortable making people wear masks? And there have been people like, of course. And then other people are like, nope, not a chance, you know? And
I don't know.
To me, even if the whole math, I've never understood the control piece. I've never understood like the mindset of like people are just like, no, we're trying to get you to control you by wearing the mask. And I'm like, this is a global thing. This isn't a like a national pandemic. This is a global pandemic, you know, like because if the government is trying to control you, then the world government is trying to control you, like whatever. Then, you know what I mean? Like everybody's in on this. It's much bigger scale than you think to me. And some people think like that. And I get that. And that, you know, I like a good, healthy distrust towards government and organizations and institutions. I think that's good and healthy and have it and be skeptical. And it's like it's a good critical way to live your life. But sometimes you just got to look at a situation. It's like, hey, we got this disease. I bet a mask would help. And I think that's probably, to me, that's the whole discussion.
I know. I don't have a big take.
I know,
a big
take here. I went down here. But what I wanted to say was somebody, this isn't going to be, I wanted to bring this up and then we can do an email and then we can be done. So this is, later this week, we're going to air an episode with Irene too. And she says, I recorded it yesterday. And it was really good. Irene's one of my favorite comedians. And Irene said, we were talking about her growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was like, you know, were your parents like hard on you, you know, and what was kind of their discipline stuff? And she said, she goes like, my parents were never really that like hard on me because I was a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And they knew I was already punishing myself enough.
Yeah.
And it just, I told her, I was like, that I need to take it easy on my son because I'm not, it's not like I hit him or I'm that hard on him or anything like that. I just, he is, you overplay things, I downplay things. That's a moment of conflict sometimes. Like I've said before, what do you get when you mix OCD with ADD, our marriage? You know, like this is, we're different in these type things. And Joel is like that way, and that everything is like, to me, blown out of proportion. But it's not. That's just my definition of what's the proper amount of proportion. Who am I to decide what deserves what amount of attention, you know?
Right.
But I do, it was a good reminder of sometimes I was like, I think that he's beating himself up enough over this. I don't think I need to just add on to it. You know what I mean?
Well, because he'll say it verbally.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I guess I'm just dumb. Or, you know, like he'll, okay, I'm just so bad.
Yeah.
You know, like that's his...
But then at the same time, he will make excuses and blame other people. Yeah. That's the issue where I'm just like, this is what I've been talking to the kids about. I think I already said this. So what's the difference of weakness and strength? Strength is admitting that you're wrong, not making excuses, not blaming other people, taking responsibility and trying to be better. Weakness is excuses, blaming other people, blaming circumstances, stuff like that, you know. But you, but in general, I think that's very accurate. That is like, you know, I don't need to be that hard on him. He's I could never be harder on him than he is himself.
That was kind of early in our marriage. That was a lot of our fights, was you trying to convince me to be sorry.
Well, I mean, I think that that happened,
and then me not like verbalizing an apology that felt
well, there's a lot of people in my life that aren't good at apologies.
That felt sincere sorry.
What are you talking about early on in our marriage? Well, are you talking about earlier this week?
Oh my gosh. I'm saying that. Well, what I'm trying to say is that, like, you can't, you know, coerce someone into a apology.
No, lecture
them into an apology.
Well, like, if there is a way, I'm certainly been trying. Not by any lack of effort on my point.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, we got two emails here and then we're done. This is from our friend Emily. Emily says, thanks, Dustin and Melissa, for being my best buds. Ha ha. I was so stressed out this morning and I thought, oh, there's a new podcast today. I went to push play and I laughed out loud at the title. Y'all warm, and that would have been for Steven. Good job. Y'all warm my heart and brighten my day. And Dustin, I loved your interview with Brian Branion. It was John Branion, but...
She got the last name.
I thought it was an amazing example of how two people can discuss and disagree and be disrespectful and stay friends. What a concept. You both were able to put into words things that are hard to say, which I guess is your job. Hey,
you said disrespectful, but I'm assuming that was
respectful. You were both able to put words and things to disagree and be respectful. And stay friends. What a concept. You were both able to put into words things that are hard to say, which I guess is your job. Hey, and bring back the themed phone calls. I'd love to hear more stories from the randos. I want the phone calls back.
Yeah, those phone calls were great.
And they'll come back, guys. We're limited technologically right now with COVID and how much, and Steven and voicemails and all that kind of stuff. So alas, they will return. I have some hopes and desires for some more holiday themed episodes. So and then next email here, this is from Jessica. Hello, Dustin and Mel and Steven. I just finished listening to another amazing episode of Mondays with Mel. Melissa, you're very popular on the podcast. I mean, numbers haven't been good, but I'm kidding-ish. Those helped me to unwind my parenting thoughts. I, like so many, have been home since March every day with all three of my kids. I love them so much, but I'm also very grateful just to hear adult conversation I can relate to and pretend to be a part of.
Aww.
With that in mind, I had to chuckle just now as I put the toddler down. God, I don't miss toddlers. For a desperately needed nap, and my middle child, 4, started to open the door.
Melissa
loves these kind of stories. I tell her and her brother literally every time I go to get the baby down to not come in unless it's an emergency. So that's our first repeated conversation. So then she then proceeds to verbalize her emergency. Can we watch a movie? At this point in the day, they've already watched a show on Amazon. So we replied, no. Next order of business. Can we have gummy bears? My response again, no. They've already eaten multiple cookies. Her final response at the end of the conversation, as I waved her out, praying the baby wouldn't wake, then what can we do?
Yes!
That's such a child thing. Like, gummy bears?
Movie?
No. Movie? No. What can we do? You've named two things. I have this exact conversation in exactly the same place at least 5 times a week. I'm just wondering if you have similar repeat conversations, experience similar child laments, and what you do to change it, if at all possible. Thanks for the laughs and conversation on the podcast. Looking forward to catching some of your stand-up again soon. Have a great week. Repeat conversations. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day, right? Mm-hmm. The get in bed one is the one. Our son is 13. He wants to digest the whole world. He ignores us all day long, hates us all day long. Just eye roll, disdain. Hey, how are things? Good. Hey, man, Chama. And then annoys the 6-year-old, pokes and annoys her. And then at 11, wants to show interest in our lives. And open, and this is what you said is the case with teenagers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is great. And I will have a few of these. Also, go to bed.
Yeah. Like, we couldn't wake him up any day for surf camp.
Yeah.
And then we're like, there's a correlation, Joel. Yeah. It's 11. Go to bed.
Here are the things that I find myself repeating the most. Do not eat until everybody is at the table and as we've dinner. Prayed. Dinner. Yeah, yeah. This is when we do that. That's one. Every day, every single day,
yeah,
I have that conversation. Like, one of them, if not multiple of them, do that. That's one. We talk a whole lot about gratefulness and being thankful for the things that you, I mean, that's like a mm-hmm. bigger one. And that's the thing yeah. that you need. I said to Joel yesterday, because he was upset. He's like, he's having like a world-class day right now. But we yeah. said he can't have the sleepover because of like a morning mm-hmm. commitment tomorrow. And he lost his mind. And what yeah. I told him was, like, if you want 10 things, but you only get 8, you need to just focus on how great those 8 things are, not how upset you are the 2. And I think it stuck because then he left the room. So that's one. What other ones do we have? Floss. You got to floss.
Fold your laundry.
Fold your laundry.
Shut the door.
Oh, that's what I've been saying
lock
recently.
Up,
what I've been telling the kids this is in the last 2 or 3 months is leave the door the way that you found the door. So if the door was open, keep the door open when you right. enter and leave mm-hmm. the room. Like, because mm-hmm. I can be in the room, but sometimes I want the door open because I want to have an ear and think, yeah, leave the door as you found it. That's one right. of them. Knock when you go into the bathroom. There's a lot of door related ones.
Yeah, we had watermelon and they'll just like put it on the couch.
Oh, eating at the table.
You gotta eat at the table.
Table, watermelon especially is so watermelon.
Sticky. Yeah, and yeah, juicy.
Don't jump on the couch.
Yeah, they kind of finally stopped that.
Yeah,
kind of.
Only I think maybe they've forgotten.
It's been 13 years.
Don't call the Joel. Don't call the cat fat. That upsets Gloria.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of
don't
them.
Don't say nature.
Don't say the words. Yeah.
Don't sing Claire's song mm-hmm. that she wrote that you now
mock her with every single day. How many more of these do you want? I mean, yeah. I have an exhausting list. I can't. I think I'm trying to like set expectations. Like ahead of time a little more. Like, so we take the kids in and out yesterday, and I tell them mm-hmm. in advance. There will be no requests. Like, I'm ordering you what I'm ordering you. I have 5 kids in the car, 6, and I'm getting mm-hmm. food for me and you as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm buying In-N-Out for 7 people. I'm just going to get 7 number ones, and it's going to be like $15 because In-N-Out is so cheap. And I go like, and then the only one that I say is like, do you want, you can get it animal style if you want, which you know animal yeah. style is. Mm-hmm.
With the sauce, or no, with the onions.
With the onions, yeah, with the diced. And the sauce mixed in there. Mm-hmm. And then they go, I want an animal style. And then, so three, yeah, 3 animal styles. And then Gloria goes, I want an animal style, but no onions. And I'm like, what you just said is impossible. You cannot. And I go, this is why we did no request. She's like, I want an animal style, no onions. I'm like, I don't think you know what you're saying. You don't.
It's adorable.
It was adorable. She wanted to fit in with the boys, but
she's like, yeah, I like animal style.
But really, she doesn't like onions. So,
no onions.
Anyways, thank you for the email, Jessica. By all means, please keep shooting us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And any parents listening, please shoot us some emails. I would love to hear more about your repeat conversations. Thank you, everybody. Have a swell rest of your week. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
You're so bad at the sign-offs. Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.